Michael Huerta's confirmation hearings are underway on the Hill. A human-powered helicopter claims a new world record. And Americans' pilots have rebuked the airline's latest contract offer. This is Aero News for Friday, June 22, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. Acting FAA Administrator Michael Huerta had his first session with the United States Senate on Thursday in the process that could lead to his confirmation and the removal of acting from his title. In his opening statement released on the committee website, Chairman John D. J. Rockefeller IV, Democrat from West Virginia, outlined his expectation for the potential FAA administrator by saying, quote, "If confirmed, you will be charged with leading the most complex aviation system in the world and an agency that faces several critical challenges. Chief among these tasks is to make sure the agency takes the steps necessary to maintain the highest levels of safety in the aviation industry," end quote. Rockefeller said the next administrator will also have to execute the mandates of the FAA Modernization and Reform Act of 2012. Businessweek reports that Huerta was peppered with questions about the high volume of substantiated whistleblower complaints lodged against the agency and the delays in the implementation of safety rules. Democrats are generally in favor of Huerta's confirmation, but because an FAA administrator's term is not the same as that of the president, he could wind up leading the agency into the term of a President Mitt Romney, should he be elected this fall. Analysts say that may lead Republicans to attempt to block the confirmation. The Gamera 2, a human-powered helicopter designed and built at the University of Maryland, has set a new unofficial record for flight in such a vehicle. According to a story appearing in the online publication The Blaze, the quad-rotor aircraft stayed airborne in the record armory on the campus of the University of Maryland for 40 seconds, still short of the minute needed to claim the American Helicopter Society's $250,000 award. In a news release, the university reported that the first attempt came Wednesday when pilot Colin Gore, on board the new Gamera 2 vehicle, a sleeker, lighter version of last year's rotorcraft that features improvements to its cockpit, transmission, and rotor design, managed a 35-second flight. Gore is a graduate student in materials science and engineering at the Clark School of Engineering. A second attempt on Wednesday resulted in a broken truss arm, which the team repaired overnight. While Thursday's attempt was record-setting, it did not fulfill the requirements for the Sikorsky Prize. For that honor, an individual or team must build a helicopter powered only by human means that lifts off and hovers for 60 seconds, attains a height of 3 meters at some point during that 60-second flight, and stays within a 10-square-meter area during the flight. Additional flights are planned in August. Gamera 2 is 30% lighter than its predecessor, Gamera 1, which flew for 11.4 seconds last year. Gamera 2 has been sanctioned to make an official flight duration record attempt by the National Aeronautic Association. The Allied Pilots Association Board voted 11-5 on Wednesday to reject the latest contract offer from American Airlines, whose parent company, AMR Corporation, is reorganizing under Chapter 11 bankruptcy rules. The dispute is largely over a provision that would allow increased code sharing on flights not operated by American Airlines, but sold as seats on the airline. The current contract with the APA does not allow flights to be sold on non-American airline carriers as American Airlines seats. The move would mean American could lay off more pilots, according to the Associated Press. American Airlines spokesman Bruce Hicks said the company was disappointed that the board did not allow the offer to go to the rank-and-file pilots for a vote, while APA spokesman Tom Hoban said the two sides are, quote, "very close in many areas," end quote, and that the latest contract was better than previous offers. He continued saying, quote, "this is still a concessionary contract," end quote. American is still hoping to emerge from bankruptcy as an independent company, though many of its unions have pushed for a merger with another airline. U.S. Airways is most often mentioned in that context. The U.S. Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation's Subcommittee on Science and Space held a hearing entitled Risks, Opportunities, and Oversight of Commercial Space on Wednesday morning. Full committee chairman John D. J. Rockefeller IV, the same gentleman we mentioned earlier, said that the commercial sector is now looking at space transportation and the market that may emerge as the next big business opportunity. Rockefeller said, quote, NASA's purpose in the development of domestic commercial spaceflight capabilities is to lower the cost of getting crew and cargo back and forth to the International Space Station, end quote. He added that NASA is required by law to stop purchasing Russian Soyuz seats to get to the International Space Station as soon as there is a domestic capability. Among the topics discussed at the hearing were risk-sharing, regulation, NASA's commercial crew, and the International Space Station, with NASA officials confirming that once a commercially viable means of getting crews to the ISS is available, they would increase the complement of astronauts on the station to its designed full crew level of 7 instead of the current 6, a move that everyone agreed would dramatically increase the station's research value. Winero News continues, AEA is formulating its opposition to a Part 145 rewrite. This time, it's a mechanical failure that rocked a JetBlue flight. And pennies from heaven, it definitely was not.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Friday, June 22nd. I'm Glenn Moyer. On Wednesday, members of the Aircraft Electronics Association participated in the first of a progressive three-part webinar series designed to educate member businesses on the changes coming to their Part 145 operations, as the Federal Aviation Administration is proposing a significant and potentially damaging rewrite of Part 145 repair station regulations. In May, the FAA proposed a significant rewrite of the repair station regulations without a clear layout of who may accomplish just what maintenance. The progressive series of webinars for AEA members is just another step in following up on this critical issue. Since comments are due no later than August 20th, which is prior to the start of the AEA regional meetings in the fall, the webinars will provide AEA members an opportunity to learn more about the proposed changes that will impact the livelihood of many businesses. The second webinar is scheduled for July 16th. It will provide an in-depth analysis of the FAA's NPRM with pros and cons of each proposed change to Part 145. The third webinar will take place on August the 7th. A JetBlue A320 on a flight from Las Vegas to New York Tuesday reportedly lost two of its three hydraulic systems during the flight, which forced the pilot to circle an area south of the Nevada City for 4 hours, burning off enough fuel to make a safe landing. Passengers described the experience as the airplane, quote, careening wildly through the sky, end quote, as it made steep turns and lurched from side to side. One of the pilots of the plane told ATC that, quote, we've lost two hydraulic systems, end quote, and declared an emergency, according to a report in the New York Post. JetBlue has confirmed the incident. The plane, which had just departed from Las Vegas, carried 5 hours of fuel, and since the A320 is unable to dump fuel, the pilot had to stay airborne while it was burned off. One passenger described the flight as 4 hours of hell. The airplane did eventually land safely. The FAA and NTSB are conducting an investigation. Well, Farmers Insurance has a popular TV ad running currently that says they even insure damage from space debris falling through your roof. A homeowner in Orono, Maine, may want to check if Farmers provides his homeowner's coverage after finding a new hole in his roof and ceiling and a suspicious 4-inch metal rod on his family room floor. It seems that on a checkout flight with a newly licensed pilot, flight instructor Rick Eason, a faculty advisor for the University Flying Club of Orono, Maine, was forced to make an emergency landing after there was a loud bang under the cowling of the club-owned Cessna 172 and the plane started shaking violently. The landing at Bangor International Airport was successful, but Eason was contacted by the control tower and asked if perhaps something had been lost from the airplane. The Bangor Daily News reports that, indeed, something did come off the airplane. A wrist pin, which connects the piston head to the arm inside the cylinder, separated and was ejected from the airplane. The 4-inch metal rod was reportedly still hot when it was discovered by the homeowner with the new hole in the roof. No one in the home was hurt, but authorities estimate that the part caused about $5,000 damage to the house. Well, the July 4th holiday is coming up soon, and like many Americans, Meredith Chernyovsky and Dana Holliday are planning to do some traveling. They'll visit family, see the country, maybe even do some camping. Unlike most of us, though, they won't spend very much time in traffic. The pair are embarking on a low and slow, counterclockwise transcontinental tour in their 1938 Piper J3 Cub. The 8,000-mile, 48-state journey is expected to take about 2 months, as the light antique airplane only travels at about 75 miles per hour. The couple plan to stop mostly at small air parks and private strips and then camp under the plane. The Rockville, Maryland couple purchased their restored aircraft for about $40,000 this past December, and they say a cross-country trip like this is something they've always wanted to do. They will stop in a new state almost every day, first in Delaware, then moving through the Northeast before heading west across the country through Michigan, Wisconsin, and the Dakotas. The pair plan to document their travels in a book. The working title is Fly the Airplane, and they will donate a portion of the sale proceeds for scholarship. Oh, and if Meredith or Dana are listening, well, my home is on a small 3,000-foot grass strip private air park just outside of Shreveport, Louisiana. We'd certainly be thrilled to have you overnight here with us. Boiled crawfish and cold beer are on the house. Thanks for listening. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.